Hi, I'm so glad you're here. Jesus is preparing us to be that bride without spot or wrinkle. He's enlightening us. He's telling us things to come. He's telling us we're not ready. And so I have a message from him today to say really clearly, we're not ready. If we're not getting ready, we're not ready. So let's acknowledge him, Jesus. We thank you. Show us the truth. We want to know the truth. We don't want to hear you on that day say, I didn't know you. Thank you, Jesus, that you care so much. We give you all the praise and all the glory. And he does. He cares so much. I want to read this parable to you in Matthew 25, for starters. The kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. So likened to, so as an example of. 5 of them were foolish, without forethought. 5 were wise, they were sensible, intelligent, prudent. And for when the foolish took their lamps, they did not take any extra oil. And I guess that word I just found out today is translated the Holy Spirit. Oil represents the Holy Spirit. But the wise took flax of oil along with them also with their lamps. While the bridegroom lingered and was slow in coming, they all began nodding their heads and they fell asleep. But at midnight there was a shout, "Behold, the bridegroom, go out to meet him." Then all those virgins got up and put their own lamps in order. And the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise replied, "There won't be enough for all of us. Go instead to the dealers yourself and buy it for yourself." But while they were gone away to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were prepared went in with him to meet to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Later the virgins came and said, "Lord, Lord," the 5 foolish, "open the door, let us in." But he replied, "I solemnly declare to you, I do not know you. I am not acquainted with you. Watch therefore," Jesus said, he told this parable, "give strict attention and be cautious and active, for you know neither day or hour when the Son of Man will come." And so what Jesus is saying is, I'm coming, and you're foolish if you're not getting ready. When I read that today, when the foolish wanted to borrow oil from the wise, I thought of those people who they say they know God. They just copy what they think a Christian is, sometimes copying the wrong thing, the blind leading the blind, but they copy people thinking that's they can do that. Don't have time to spend to get to know Jesus. Don't have time for that personal, close relationship with him. And so they're faking it. They're just doing what they think they have to do. We're just talking about staying on the vine. They're not on the vine at all. They're just religious. They're not connected to Jesus. And not being connected to him, they're going to be tossed into the furnace. And of course, on that day, he's not going to say, Yeah, I knew you. Come on in. But, you know, the whole thing is you're going to be late. Jesus corrected me with this parable once. He said, you're always late. You're late. You're not getting ready. You have this to do. You have that to do. I'm still late. We have so much to do before he comes. A bride gets ready for her wedding, not just the bridegroom. Jesus is getting ready. He's doing all kinds of things, he showed me. One thing he's doing is separating the sheep from the goats. Those who are going to live with him and those who are not. This is your time. This is the last call. You got to wake up and decide what you're going to do. If you don't have the Holy Spirit yourself, if you don't have that relationship with him, then he's going to say, I didn't know you. And the door is going to be shut on you. The door is going to be shut. You can't lean on someone else's faith, someone else's relationship with Jesus. You can't say, oh, I have a relationship with you, when you're just feeding off of another person's, what they say and what they do and how they act. You can't live on someone else's relationship with Jesus. You have to have your own. That's what it's about. You have to know him yourself. You have to go through things with him yourself. You have to have an assignment from him. You can't go to your pastor and get all the information you think you need to be able to live in the kingdom of heaven here and now or when you leave here. You can't. You can't depend on another man, someone else's opinion. You can't even lean on your own opinion. You have to know Jesus for yourself. You have to take the time. He has to be worth your while. At the last minute, you can't just get in. And how sad is that? To just think at the last minute, okay, Jesus, I love you. I'm going to marry you. No, that's really awful. It's sad. It's really terrible. It's really terrible to know that all of a sudden you have no other option, so you're going to choose him. Because if you don't, you're going to be thrown out into the darkness where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. And so Jesus is saying, get ready. At the end, he said, watch and pray. Verse 13, watch therefore, give strict attention. Be cautious and active, for you know neither the day or the hour when the Son of Man will come. You don't know when he's going to come. When he corrected me, he said, you can't do all these things that I've asked you to do at the last minute. You can't write 13 books the day before or when you hear the trumpet blow. When you have a close relationship with Jesus, you're going to have an idea of the shortness of time. It reminds me when Jesus knocked at a door in my bedroom. It wasn't my door. It was a different door. I didn't recognize the knock as mine, my door. And I knew it was him. And he said, get ready, I'm coming. Get ready. Matthew 24, it says he's at the door. And that's what he said, I'm at the door. Just waiting for the Father to say, okay, go. Get ready. Jesus is coming. We don't have much time. You can't fool around. You can't fake it. You can't get in by the skin of your teeth. Now we are in a time of grace. It just reminds me of somebody I talked to the other day. He thinks if he's not ready, it's okay because of his grace and his goodness. But he's telling us, he's warning us. Do we not believe this warning? We know this ahead of time and we're not getting ready. Does that make any sense? The only thing that makes sense is you don't believe it. And if you don't believe it, then you can't call yourself a Christian either. If you're not getting ready, you're a poor representation of Jesus, of God. We should be getting ready constantly. What are you doing? I'm getting ready for Jesus. I have this assignment. I'm spending time with Jesus this morning. He needs to be your first thing. It's really important to him that you get up and he's number one. But we get up, we go places, do other things, think of other things, which are all God's before him. And if you love him, you're going to get up and he's going to be first. He's going to be first. You're going to be talking to him. You're going to be saying, am I ready? What do I need to do to be ready? I don't want to hear you say, I didn't know you. You know, so many people think, oh, he's not going to say that to me. I've been waiting for him forever. I'm ready. You need to hear him yourself tell you whether you're ready or not. Don't guess. Don't guess if you're ready. Don't do that. Don't take a chance. He said he corrects those that he loves. We all need correction. We all need to know the truth. He said he would tell us things to come, and he's telling us we're not ready. He's long-suffering, waiting for us to get ready. We're not getting ready. It's like in the day of Noah, we're just doing this, that, and the other thing, but we're not getting ready for the king, for the groom. We're not getting the spots and the wrinkles out. We're just dozing off, falling asleep. And all of a sudden he's going to be here and it's going to be too late. Wake up. Wake up to what's happening. Take his words seriously. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for telling us what's going to happen. Help us to take that word seriously. Let's not reject the truth. Wake us up, Lord, whatever you have to do. Wake us up so we get it now before it's too late. Thank you so much for listening today. God bless you.